Welcome to WCRI's Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you a world filled with music and the arts. It's all around us. It's in your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies,
inconceivable,
video games, musicals, theme parks, and so much more. It's everywhere. During this show, we'll explore the many ways music and the arts are a part of everyday life, and maybe even get a visit from a special guest from time to time.
You don't say!
So, come along with us as we learn and have fun, but most of all, we'll enjoy lots and lots of wonderful music. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by the Newport Music Festival. The Newport Music Festival has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on the Newport Music Festival or to donate, please visit newportmusic.org. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello, kids, parents, young adults, and young at heart. My name is Jamie, and we are back once again with another WCRI's Kids Hour. I'm here with my co-host this week, Skylar, and our soon-to-be new co-host, Spencer. How are you guys today?
I'm great. Hi, everyone.
I'm good. It's great to be here.
Skylar will be leaving us and heading to college at Syracuse in New York. So Spencer, who is my youngest son, will be taking over co-hosting the show with me when Trevor isn't here. We'll see who the better host is after Spencer has had some time to try out the co-hosting seat. Well, the concert hall doors are closed and the orchestra is ready, so let's start the show. Spence, what do we have in store for everyone today?
Before we get started, we would like to thank our sponsors. None of what we do is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks. We are in the middle of a great baseball season, and I know my dad, brother, and I love baseball as well as other sports. Today, we are going to focus on America's pastimes and hear songs from the baseball diamond.
Nothing smells better than walking into Fenway Park in Boston to the smell of hot dogs, Italian sausage, and the sound of the organ. We've been to many baseball games and heard so many pieces of music associated with this awesome game. Let's get started. Take Me Out to the Ball Game is a 1908 Tin Pan Alley song by Jack Norworth and Albert Von Tiltzer, which has become the official anthem of North American baseball. Although neither of its authors had attended a game prior to writing the song's chorus is traditionally sung during the middle of the seventh inning of a baseball game. This is Take Me Out to the Ball Game, performed live by Jimmy Buffett at Fenway Park.
Well, if the Red Sox were in this stadium tonight, this would probably be around the seventh inning stretch. So, Charlie, crank it up there. I think we better sing the song, don't you?
Or is it the 5 o'clock stretch? I don't know, Matt.
Okay, Sky, what do we have next?
This next song is the title track from John Fogerty's album Centerfield. The song is now commonly played at baseball games across the United States, along with Take Me Out to the Ball Game. It is one of the best-known baseball songs. In 2010, Fogerty became the only musician to be celebrated at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony when Centerfield was honored by the National Baseball Hall of Fame. Let's hear Centerfield by John Fogerty.
Okay, Spencer, what's the next song?
42 is a 2013 American biographical sports film about baseball player Jackie Robinson, the first black athlete to play in Major League Baseball during the modern era. Written and directed by Brian Helgeland, the film stars Chadwick Boseman as Robinson, alongside Harrison Ford, Nicole Beharie, and Christopher Maloney. The title of the film is a reference to Robinson's jersey number, which was retired across all MLB teams in 1997. Now we'll hear Jackie Robinson by Mark Isham from 42.
The next song has been played at Fenway Park, home of our very own Boston Red Sox, since at least 1997, and in the middle of the eighth inning at every game since 2002. Several days after the Boston Marathon bombing in April of 2013, Neil Diamond led the crowd at Fenway in a rendition of this song. Sales of the song surged nearly 600% in the week after the bombings. Diamond said that he would donate the royalties from those sales to the One Fund Boston charity to help the people of affected by the bombings. Let's all sing along to Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching more.
Good times never seem so... Oh, it's over. All right, Sky, what's next?
The Natural is a 1984 American sports film based on Bernard Malamud's 1952 novel of the same name, directed by Barry Levinson and starring Robert Redford, Glenn Close, and Robert Duvall. The film recounts the experiences of Roy Hobbs, an individual with great natural baseball talent, spanning the decades of Roy's career. The film was nominated for 4 Academy Awards, including Best Supporting Actress for Glenn Close, and it was nominated for a Golden Globe Award for Best Supporting Actress for Kim Basinger. Many of the baseball scenes were filmed in 1983 at War Memorial Stadium in Buffalo, New York, which was built in 1937 and demolished in 1988. This is Knock the Cover Off the Ball from The Natural.
Thank you.
Okay, Spencer, you're next up at bat. Get it? Next up. All right, go ahead, Spence.
Tessie is a song from the vaudeville era that became an anthem for the Boston Red Sox baseball team when the Dropkick Murphys recorded it. The song was the unofficial anthem of the Royal Rooters, who were turn-of-the-20th-century Red Sox supporters. They were a fan club of the team. They would follow the team around, and they even had a band in the stands to taunt the players of the other team. They sing Tessie, which was popular at the time. It was a song about a woman singing to a parrot, nothing to do with baseball. So here is Tessie by the Dropkick Murphys.
Tessie is the Royal Rooters' rally cry. Tessie is the tune they always sung. Tessie echoed April through October night after serenade installed in Aiden Young. Tessie is a maiden with a sparkling eyes. Tessie is a maiden with a love. She doesn't know the meaning of her sight. She's got a comet full of love. And sometimes when the game is on the line, Tessie always carried them away. Up the road from third base to Huntington, the boys would always sing and sway.
2, 3, 4!
Tessie, Nelson, McGreevy shouted when I'd hear the mess around. Boston, you know we love you, and they hear the crowd roar to your sound. Don't blame us if we ever doubt you. You know we couldn't. One day they found the seats had all been sold. McGreevy led the charge into the park, stormed the gates and put the game on hold. The Rooters gave the other team a dreadful fright. Boston's 10th man could not be wronged. Up from third base to Huntington, they'd sing another victory song.
2, 3, 4!
Tessie, Nelson, McGreevy shouted when I'd hear a mess around. Boston, you know we love them, and they hear the crowd roar to the sound. Don't blame us if we ever doubt ya. You know we couldn't live without ya. Tessie, you are the only, only, only.
The
For the Love of the Game is a 1999 American sports drama film directed by Sam Raimi and written by Dana Stevens, based on Michael Shehara's 1991 novel of the same title. Starring Kevin Costner and Kelly Preston, it follows the perfect game performance of an aging star baseball pitcher, Billy Chappell, as he deals with the pressures of pitching in Yankee Stadium in the Bronx in his final outing by calming himself with memories about a long-term relationship with Jane Aubrey. Let's hear the main theme by Basil Pelodorus from For the Love of the Game. All right, Skylar, you're next up.
Alrighty. Field of Dreams is a 1989 American sports fantasy drama film written and directed by Phil Alden Robinson, adapting W.P. Kinsella's 1982 novel Shoeless Joe. The film stars Kevin Costner, Amy Madigan, James Earl Jones, Ray Liotta, and Burt Lancaster in his final film role. It was nominated for 3 Academy Awards, including for Best Original Score, Best Adapted Screenplay, and Best Picture. In 2017, the film was selected for preservation in the United States National Film Registry by the Library of Congress as being culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. Here is Selections from Field of Dreams, played by the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra.
Moneyball is a 2011 American biographical film directed by Bennett Miller and written by Steven Zaillian and Aaron Sorkin. The film is based on the 2003 nonfiction book by Michael Lewis and is an account of the Oakland Athletics baseball team's 2002 season and their general manager, Billy Bean's, attempts to assemble a competitive team. In the film, Bean, played by Brad Pitt, and assistant general manager Peter Brand, played by Jonah Hill, are faced with the franchise's limited budget for players, but build a team of undervalued talent by taking a sophisticated sabermetric approach to scouting and analyzing players. Let's take a listen to Old Ground by Michael Dana from Moneyball.
Thank you.
This last piece was used to promote classical music concerts that would tour starting in 2006 to celebrate the National Baseball Hall of Fame. It has many songs and clips from baseball history. Let's take a listen to The Baseball Music Project for the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
When air settles, the white beneath you opens, and far below, in some unpopulated region of whatever state you are over, you spot a tiny diamond. And because you've grown far-sighted with age, you see players moving, the center fielder running the ball down deep, two runners rounding third, the third base coach waving hard and a hitter on his own, not slowing down at second, his lungs filled with the cheers of those he has loved forever on his magnificent, tiny way to an easy stand-up three.
Let's see, we have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
I say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You're going to be the coach too?
Yes.
And you know the fellow's name?
Well, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name?
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
The guy playing
who
first.
Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Jackie Robinson hit that ball. It went zooming across the left field wall. Yeah, boy.
Yes, yes, Jackie hit that ball.
Every time we come to the game, you're talking about Willie plays all the field.
That's right. He plays.
Let's call Willie and ask him. Call him.
Okay, hey, Willie.
Yes.
Are you Willie Mays?
Yes.
Whose ball was that?
Why was it?
In left field.
Well, that's Irvin's ball.
I told you that. Every time we come to the game, we got to talk about it. The next time I'm going to sit in the grandstand.
Say hey, fellas. What's your name?
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great.
Did you hear the news about what's happening in Brooklyn? We really got the blues about what's happening in Brooklyn. It ain't official yet. We hope official it don't get. But beware, my friend, and let me warn you. They're thinking of taking the bums to California.
Let's keep the Dodgers in Brooklyn. A house is not a home without some love.
Get the hands full, close it away, now walking up to the plate, better relax it, leans over, gets the heavy end down to the platter, straightens up, knocks that bat, sit down for it, and as you're swinging, it's a whistling line drive to left center field, it's a base hit, it's taken on the second half, by Ruffle, the score's coming in a second, and as you're drinking for it, the man you'll make it with a slide, and his save for a double.
He started baseball's famous streak that's got us all aglow. He's just a man and not a freak, Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio, we want you and I.
I love Mickey.
Mickey who?
Mickey you.
Mickey me.
That's who.
Say, my name's Babe Ruth. What is yours?
My name's Charlie Grimm.
Whoa, Charlie Grimm.
right, babe.
Very well, but listen, we've met before, haven't we?
Yes, we have, babe. I remember you very well from 1932 at Wrigley Field on a beautiful fall day when you pointed out to the right center field bleachers and told the boys on our bench that that's where the ball was going to land, and when you finished your swing that afternoon, that's where you hit that baseball.
Well, Charlie, I tell you, the good Lord was with me that day. I was mad, and so were the Cubs, and I think I just had a little edge on them.
Well, I don't know, babe, the way you hit that ball in your career, why, it seems like the Lord was with you all the way. You could really swing that bat.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. That I might have been given a bad break, but I've got an awful lot to live for. Thank you.
Wow, I can't wait to see another game at Fenway, or in New York when I'm at school.
Before we go, we would like to thank our sponsors one more time. None of what we do is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks!
Sky, do you have anything you want to say to the audience before you head off to school?
Thanks for a great time, everyone. I've always loved doing these episodes and hearing the feedback, and I hope to be on another episode when I come back and visit my family.
Well, that's it for another episode of WCRI's Kids Hour. Make sure you support and enjoy the music and the arts wherever and whenever you can. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll listen to on the next show. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Kids Hour, and we'll see you again real soon. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by the Newport Music Festival. The Newport Music Festival has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on the Newport Music Festival or to donate, please visit newportmusic.org. Gotta run! The concert hall doors are about to close. See you later!